This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
And I was so intrigued by that so many people have asked for a copy of A Message on Anger that I even asked a Christian psychologist in Atlanta by the name of Tim. I said, Tim, why do so many people want a sermon about anger? And I thought he would say, I'll get back to you. Let me give that some thought. You know what he said? Without missing a beat, without stopping, he said, the reason for it is this, Randy. Everybody's a victim of somebody else's anger. But we're also victim makers or victimizers. I thought, wow, what an insight. The reason so many people say I want a sermon about anger is because we're all the victims of somebody else's anger, and we're all quick to say, oh yeah, that happened to me this week, or it happened last month, it happened in my childhood, and we're quick to point out how we were victims of someone else's anger, but we tend to get tongue-tied talking about how we have victimized people with our anger. And I want to suggest to you that it's a holy moment in a man's life right now. Who says, God, forgive me for the anger that I showed this week. A woman who says, God, forgive me for the anger that I manifested this week that was unrighteous anger. It was unholy. It wasn't on your behalf. It was on my behalf. It was because people didn't do what I wanted. They didn't jump when I said jump. They didn't do the things I asked them to do, and therefore I got mad. Most of our anger is self-centered. Most of your anger, most of my anger is self-centered. We didn't get what we wanted. People didn't jump when we said jump. People didn't fall into line the way we thought they should fall into line. So anger is the number one thing that contaminates body and spirit, in my opinion. Number two is resentment. What is resentment? Resentment is when you feel you didn't get something coming your way that you deserve. You feel that there's something that you, it may be at work, it may be at school, it may be in the family, it may be in an inheritance. You didn't get what was coming to you, and I tell this to every person who talks to me about resentment, not because it's a magic wand that cures everything. It's not it. Why I tell them, I just say, we all got a fair deal at the cross. You did, and so did I. Nobody can walk away from the cross of Christ and say, I didn't get a fair deal at Calvary. Yes, you did. It's called unmerited favor. It's called grace. Your sins were forgiven. And every sin that you've committed was under the blood of Christ. And so, in terms of resentment, we got a fair deal at the cross. I think bitterness is something, a contaminant, that is something that's added to a substance that renders it impure, is bitterness. Bitterness is response to a wound. You get bitter when somebody's hurt you emotionally. They could hurt you physically. But somebody who's hurt you emotionally and you get bitter, and then it festers like a sore, like an infection in your arm or your leg, and it just gets worse. And I tell people this all the time. Bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it always ends up that way. Bitterness doesn't start out as sin, but it always ends up that way. That's why Paul in Ephesians 4 said, don't let a bitter root grow up in your life and defile people. That's a heavy-duty word, defilement. It does have a sexual connotation. And that's why I say this, and if this offends you, I'm sorry. But bitterness will do to your soul what sexual immorality does to your body. That's how heavy-duty bitterness is. Bitterness does to the soul what sexual immorality does to the body. And some people say, well, I never would do anything immoral. Think nothing of being bitter for 20 years. Say, that's okay. I'm good at it. I'm justified in that. It's okay that I do that. Anger, resentment, bitterness, and the fourth one may surprise you, but I think it's not jealousy, it's envy. And it's envy that we'll continue with tomorrow on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org. That's one word, crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.